ensnared and be held accountable. So what that does is direction. And surely, it's part of the business of the ministers to come here. So they could have found a way of being here. So let's just express those complaints to her that we're not happy and not be daily and justify on her behalf. We're not the cabinet member, we're part of the parliament. So let's tell her that we're not happy.
Thank you.
Okay, let me just clarify. It's part of the responsibility of the parliament to make sure that the correlation of programs. That's from the premise that I'm talking from. That it's unfortunate that we couldn't find synchrony between our program and the program of the minister. She has expressed her sentiments to both of us with her willingness to be here. Actually, she had asked us to postpone the meeting to have the discussion when she's here. Let me clarify that. And we have requested to proceed with the meeting. It was in light of that, it was the commitment that she had made in advance, she was unable to. I think let's take the discussion later. We've noted the comments, we've noted the sentiments, and am I out of order? I don't remember. Because I'm speaking and you're raising your hand, she thought you are out of order. Okay, shall I finish? So the issue here is that, members, we've got, that's something, there's a dual responsibility from the side of the citizen together with the minister. When the matter came through, we had a discussion, and there was an appeal from the minister to have the meeting postponed, so that, because already the engagement that she has been sent to was already in line and she couldn't get out of it. We expressed our sentiments to say we'd like to have this meeting proceeding. It's not giving an excuse, it's taking responsibility, Honorable Ruth, as a leader of a community. That's what it's called. Honorable, that's, we close on the matter and move on.
Thank you, Chairperson. We've been in this movie before, where we have meetings like this and ministers don't arrive. And what inevitably happens is that when we ask questions of the officials, they say, well, we can't answer that because it's political. So it's a very effective way to duck and dive and to deflect every question on the grounds that it's political. Now, can you give us an
assurance that all our questions
Honourable members, when I saw the rules of parliament and the rules of the House Council, the accounting of the parliament department is the director general. Where is the director general? It just appears to me. Let's stop it. You must collect yourself in an appropriate manner, go to the meeting, we are called to the meeting. If you do not want to participate, you reserve your rights to walk out. If you don't want to participate, send out the CFMA and accounting officer is the director general, if not the minister. In terms of the issues, while I accepted the point, the sentiment members have raised, I think once, twice, but even if my partner is not functioning, we've had meetings before. Parliament operates in your business. We've had meetings before without the minister. Ministers are going to stop all meetings because ministers are not here. Unless you don't understand why they are here and why what must be. We are here to work. There's an accounting officer here. The representation that we are going to take from the accounting officer. If we are, let's not assume them. If we are not happy with the responses, let's deal with that. I'm sitting here, I'm saying, and I'm not so conscious of the issue. From the telecom fact, we understand. When an accounting officer is here, we ask questions. And we deal with the way, we deal with the report. We have an obligation as members of parliament to understand the plan that the creative has, we have an obligation to ask questions. We have asked this member to hear the defense, to hear, and they are going to propose to see when we ask questions, and there are issues that we are not able to just do that. Then you can come back to say, they are dying, they are not answering questions, we deal with it. But we are going to proceed, and I'm going to ask the DG of communications on my list here, I'm trying to say, DG Pogo, to lead the presentation. Please get your members to each introduce themselves and then start.
Why we need the ministers here is that we are going to be interrogating a cabinet decision. And I do not believe any of the officials here have been hard to explain to us what that cabinet decision was. I will be asking you those questions, so I hope you are prepared to answer them.
You said the minister took a decision that she wanted this meeting postponed because she couldn't be here. I think frankly that was the correct decision.
We made
the decision this week because I don't have a date. Surely the committee needs to make the decision.
We don't have four chapters in committee. For example, internal conversations, I'm the chairperson. I don't have a four chapters.
No.
We don't have a four chapters. If you want to challenge the rules, do it properly with the speaker. I am the chairperson of telecommunications, and as long as I'm still the chairperson of communications, of telecommunications, I'm going to direct the committee. That's my responsibility. I'm not going to be supervised by office, and I'm not apologizing for police. I take the issue on behalf of the committee, that's what I'm expected to do, for my leadership. This is
perfect. Thank you, Chair. Honourable members, good morning to all of you. I will start by we're also supported by the change of the criminal competition board, the change of the culture. I'm doing a short presentation for the Department of Communications, so I can speak to the role of these entities. The GDT project team is here as well. I'm going to be addressing the technical details around the implementation of this program. That's just in terms of giving an overview of the courses that have led us to get here. We worked within the cluster system and we took opposition to the documentation to ensure that we apply any voting from all of the stakeholders in the common club. We had a good chance that the initiative touched on multiple areas, so it speaks to the role of the GKI in terms of managing the procurement of the sector boxes and ensuring that we are able to make sure that the industry, the electronics manufacturing industry, is supported. We looked at various components around procreation, the role of the Department of Labor, and the social harmony is in a memorandum that was written to Cabinet, from which we were given the necessary approval from a policy perspective from which to proceed. Our intention is to direct that policy proceed with a view to making sure that we are able to get all systems up and running. What is also seen that policy is that we will be outlining the guidelines on the control system, and this will be released next week as well. With those few words, I won't introduce the other team of people away, which is also here, which office is represented here, and I'll introduce myself, and I'll hand over to Mr. Norman Zirel to start the introductions, and we'll take it from the next.
Good morning, members, and the chair of the my name is Nguyen Nguyen. I am responsible for policy and digital strategy of national communications. I'll be making the presentation. With me, I am the college chair. I think you can introduce yourselves before I start the presentation.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Solim Mugwike. I am the program head of the Digital Migration Office. Thank you. Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, colleagues. My name is Fatal Ndoy. I am the project manager of this.
Thank you very much, colleagues. Our presentation will focus on giving the introduction of the background to the project, and we also deal with the question of the control system, the communication law, and also touch on the hero class, key milestones and status. And upholding us that is going to live as a project. As I want to start, we all know that on the 2nd of December 2014, the President published a second proclamation which deals with the transfer of administration of the powers and functions entrusted to cabinet members in terms of the section and chair of the Constitution, and this was the latest. This proclamation allocates responsibilities between the ministers of communication and the minister of telecoms and postal services with respect to certain sections of the Independent Communication Authority, the Act. Number 18 of 2000, Electronic Communications Act, and the issues of 2000 Act. This proclamation comes into a memorandum of understanding to assign two ministers in relation to as to how they will work here to realize what the President has proposed from the following that, there was a formal removal process, which was done on the 5th of January 2015, wherein letters relating to broadcasting issues, which are in the CPA, and the delegated to the Minister of Communications, and we received that formal removal on the 5th of January 2015. from our time as a Muslim, we then initiate the process of concluding on the questions that we have in relation to GCT issues in February 2015, where in the academic decision was taken regarding the issues that we have seen. As a way of background, analog television and special television for Africa in many short issues. And kind of almost all television is passed and received analog television television now. Through, of course, the infrastructure and trends of marriages. And I must say, of course, that this adaptation is one of the projects which is going to radically change in the African sector, change the advent of the color TV in South Africa. And the main focus of the this problem is to address the issues relating to people who are reliant on one to use that word, I think you're going to hear us speaking a lot about free-to-play, because that's the essence of the human education. It's about the conversion of the analog tradition to digital, where you are able to get much more out of the regulatory spectrum. So that is kind of quite kind of by the big-person discussion between what each of these. We are part of the United Nations system. In West Africa, we are guided by the White Peace Opinion within the International Community Union, which is a UN agency. The Strategic UN agency is responsible for the regulation of radio communications globally. In 2006, the resolution that said that countries in region 1, which is in Europe, including the Middle East and the Republic of Iran, would have to migrate from Arab to start by 2015, which is 3 months, I think, from now. And I must say upfront that we have not really done much as a country to be able to make that right up so far. And the consequence of not meeting that deadline is that the signals will not be protected against any attacks. So you will not be able to have the protection from the ICU to get the interference within the borders of traffic. And I think we need to take a step back to say what was the basic intention of the migration. The basic intention of migration is to clear the broadcasting industry. That is the most fundamental objective of why we are here. So that we can get more out of what is being currently allocated or what is currently being used on the customers, so that we can be able to provide more bandwidth. So for example, if FDC1 used to use this type of spectrum, that's what said the new technology is compressive, and what we do is compressive. As within that same sector, we were able to get more time than that. And then whatever is remaining in that what we call it is the one that is applicable for more than projections. So that is the point that I want to emphasize, to say this kind of vision is about freeing up the spectrum to enable the provision of broadband services and other innovative services in campus. This is a way where you have, for example, this is one, this is like a major example. You can end up with about 18 times within wide range of services. So it's able to use spectrum more efficiently, but at the same time, we're using it to enable the provision of mobile broadband services, because this is what the world is doing on data and data funds. So in taking the issues, we therefore say we need to go and say what are the basic requirements to apply possibly from the reach as quick as possible? Given the demand for the spectrum, given the demand that we need to vacate the spectrum, and I think we are taking the decision that the spectrum boxes will be required to convert the incoming digital signal in the performance that the existing television can display. So that the one decision can help the people and that they're not going to be able to access television anymore or when they're going to use the signal. So this spectrum box is a tool which is going to be used to convert the signal. So that the old TV that in the middle of our people in the world that we have must continue to work and must continue to achieve broadcasting services as a way of ensuring that the better access to broadcasting services in this country. Basically, this exactly is just in the white central boxes, the decoder, just that we have it from HTV or Pop TV. The first one is the front part, the second part, but we also require a data antenna. And as I mentioned, our certification of the signal strength in a particular area. So you need this boxes to be able to convert to. That's what we need. That's what this box is to do. We need to have people to be able to see the signal. In the approach of the signal. This slide here provides a typical digital service. It's a small system where in your call center, the uplink into the satellite, the calibrate control tower that will help all over the country, and then the signal then is received in the household from where the shelter box is going to be located. I think the point that we need to make is that our responsibility as a government is to ensure that we reach a conducive policy environment which will enable this system design to be able to function properly to be able to provide services to our people at all times. So the issues are relating to other issues of the signal encryption. It's our view that I think that the issue is the content, those who are acquiring content should be able to manage. In 2008, Cabinet approved the video policy, broadcasting some of the policy for the implementation, which was amended in 2012. The 2008 policy was amended in 2012. And the September 2012 board knows that there was a court case which involved the Minister of Communication in TV regarding the appointment of Center to manage the network control system. The court ruled in favor of ETV that the management of control system is directed from the Federal Court Office. So that was for treatment of customers again in Scotland. It's quite a very important element. So that the government is not our responsibility to decide on the issue of the control system and who is going to be used. So this machine project really is at the heart of the proposal for the government. That's, you know, we should be able to say where do we start as policymakers and where do we end as policymakers. And other processes has to be led by the market in terms of the policy issues in the nation. On 4 December 2013, Cabinet approved that the control system will be non-American, the negotiations by the reporting in the connection gates of the research and using in Africa. It also approved that the Minister of Communication and Finance submitted an agreement on appropriate STD chassis demand. This was further published on the 6th of December 2013 in the Direct, where the department was requesting for public new comment on what was approved. So that's a guidance I think which is already available in the government. So, with that program in mind,
in our view that that process was not closed. We therefore sought to take the process so that we could improve the issues of the public consultation. Having looked at all the what came out of the process of the convention, which is not an issue. Therefore, we can conclude that process wherein we took a memo to cabinet, wherein cabinet took a decision to say that the control system will be good at the HD, which is the box. But it needs to be clarified because there was never the STD control was never defined. Even the standards would have been approved by the HD and some assessment data on this decision in the HD. So it then says that in the result of the subject, a lot of interpretation on what's needed in a shift way. And also, Carmen approved that the provision of three five-minute cycle boxes to four cycle numbers. You will call maybe in 2008 about 70% subsidy, waiting the consumers are going to contribute to the cost of the box. At the time, so coming to the decision that so they would expedite the end of the spectrum that we need to be producing for the 5 million TV. But it leaves that issue that I spoke earlier on, which has been interference. The priority would be given to the border region areas of our country, especially within the Lesotho, Botswana, Zimbabwe, Swaziland, and actually was that. We can minimize interference issues, either from our side or from their side. And I think there's a whole host of interventions that the minister will kind of take into engage with the counterparty most in this country. The issue of the 6.8 and 6.8 has always been since 2008 and always been part of the policy. And very often we have to go back and come up with the new dates. For example, 6.8 2008 to 30 November 11, that date came in half. We then say December 2018, that date came in half. We then say 1st of 2014, that date came in half. And I think with that hindsight, we felt I think it's important that we get to a point where all of us, when we are ready as part of this whole team of migration, then we can among our friends along all of these things. So coming to the question of TDC and the consortium. Cabinet has made a decision that for the purpose of implementing free energy in Africa, set-top boxes are going to be traditional to enable migration from other countries. The future is an interactive energy, where we will have a true machine which will not require any further energy. We have a true insight. The technology that we have in the box will then be built into the intelligence machine. Five divisions, they are available, but they are still quite expensive for me to afford them. And cabinet also took a decision to say control system does not mean conditional access. Does not mean conditional access system, or that it is conditional decision to control access to content. Our responsibility towards that is that any other person who will want to increase their own system, if they have acquired the content either from Bollywood or from CSL or whatever, so they are the ones who are going to invest in the system. Our responsibility is to protect the box. That's what we need to do. The issues beyond the box of the system are not ours. Our responsibility stops when at the box, that this box must be protected in some way. In any way, in here we are here to emphasize and confirm that Africa and Europe would have continued to have the three types of customs system in quality systems. In public, commercial, and collective systems. This decision does not in any way alter the market. It's then said that what is possible now will continue to process. The control system is not in the those who are in the situation right, the concept, so that they give me rights to watch a certain progress. They can do that and they can make their own decisions. And the control system was focused on the first place of the future, the current local and I think the point to make here, government is investing in the entire network of DGT, including transit infrastructure and other the huge investment. And as a way of ensuring that we also encourage and be accurate in terms of the progress to us. We thought I think it's important that the people have a system that begins to protect and build capacity in terms of such issues that we need to encourage manufacturing of electronic central boxes and other products. It is not only the box that you see, but it's also the other component that goes into the box. That's why the proposition that we have kidneys of central box. Which can then be as part of the industrial construction plan in the institute. So if you're into the components that must go into the box at the start, should be able to reflect 30% of localization in the public. In as a way of revitalizing that industry in support in the development. And then it might help the minimal shipping requirement of visa. Which might protect the STD from theft from living in the water. And so that the power options must not come to another part of the solar system out that is not functioning. And lastly, it must help the villages in the book of business, rather than business and insurance. So what we have, what Carmen has described here, is in line with what has been included in the GDDG2, which is the digital digital customs standard, second generation of technology, which was approved by the FATF. And I must say the question is that process is a consensus. And many the manufacturers and workers participate in that process. And the fact that there is no need to find what is a control system. So there will be no need really to change the custom. Trying to fix it through the other standards, the known standard, it's just that the GE decided to work custom fix the standards. Within the HODS, the numbers. So that's so there will be no need to review the control. The standards, it's not defined, but it provides functional elements to it. And it's indicated with it. One issue is that it's not very secure over the software and display system. And then secondly, it's not very mechanism to prevent set-top box recorders from functioning in non-replicant DC networks. And then lastly, it's not very good mass music. That's what is in standards. And I think this decision here confirms what is in the standard. It does not to do with all that sort of decision. These are the key role players who are going to be in the stage. In our last year, we were presented with Jakarta and Sasha, and post-office SABS, SABC, PTV, and MANS. PTV, SABS, and MANS are there. There is no multi-tour, there is no top TV there, because our responsibility is about the creation of services. Unless it is free for that, I'm going to take my phone. So all of this would be, that was what the ministry would play. Subject has to ensure that the network is in success. IKATA has to ensure that the regulations are there, which is going to manage how the environment is regulated. Every cash is having the growth standard, has to be a growth standard. And Bushasa has to manage the funds. That was some people assume that the money to use here will come from the government at this point. And they are the fund manager. And that can basically be used to manage that. The cost of which is there because it's going to be bigger at least in terms of distribution, almost in every gig brand regulation concept, which in the main is the highest of each, and that's what I've been in the top. Using cost of which as a distribution entity, HEV will pay because we have the digital channel, same with the HMDG, but in the main, as government, we have to ensure that HMDG and Shantec, for that matter, that will be necessary for the service also to be able to decide that network and including the HMDG. Other workers, you put manufacturer, the other government departments, in terms of communication issues, manufacturers, the broadcasting industry, retailers, and consumers. That manufacturer is not only looking at manufacturers in the sense of where you are filming the box, but the other downstream industry that comes as well, because you need the remote controller, you need the packaging, you need the batteries, you need the motherboard, you need chipsets, you need all of those. All of those put together, they form different central blocks. And I think that's why the DCI was quite very keen on this project, to ensure that the downstream industries that support the states have also benefited out of this whole process. Retailers are going to play a very important role. That's in partnership with the central that the people that look after the boxes in this month. Consumers, especially the poor, those who are in the periphery, that they continue to shoot tradition using this box system. So those are the key role players in that industry. Now, the next slide, the process, really deals with the at a high level. We have a detailed project plan, which adopted all of the activities that we have indicated there. In terms of what values to this and who is who what. And I think our responsibility as a DOC is to ensure that there is a quality environment for customer relations to happen. And I think we are saying from our side is that that's the reason for the shooting and the publishing of contracts. And I think that's a key DGFM. This will be done nicely. The regulation, as far as the content, we are done. I think the data is here and we can also confirm that. We try to say, let's not try to disrupt what is on the table already as much as possible, so that we can be able to start the process, to kickstart the process in order to do it. And our view is that the decision that we've taken is we will be no need to change the regulations in order to work. The standards, given the standards, as I indicated, the FFDA is all done and published. I think people can go and buy a couple of the standards from the FFDS and update all the issues that are indicated there. I think on the Shantec network, I think the 4% of the network computer, I think they did their own presentation. I think it was a good problem. The satellite transmission network is going to cover now the rest, I think, also is a issue. Now, from our side of the GOC, we felt, I think, there's a need to bring all these stakeholders together so that there's a common objective that we are pursuing all of us. There must be a group. The friends are as good, everything as together, as far as we are able to deliver this project. I think with the hindsight in the past, it's one thing to say that I'm ready as a this entity, but is that readiness really talks to the fundamentals and the values?
and that's absolutely new, and that is something new. So we have then taken a decision to establish a project of internal structure. The office that we've established is headed by Mr. Salim Perke, here, behind me. And the program was intended to be developed. And I'm actually chair, before we came here, we had a session with the colleagues from Fiverr to really, deal with the issue of the government decision, what it means, and so on. It may be that in some instances, there will be need to relook at some of the questions that have been on the table for now, so that we can be able to bring the knowledge of coming to study. We're able to start the decision. In the there is also a government in that task team that has already been established. You will recall that the 2008 video policy makes reference to the establishment of the board which is going to coordinate activities of all the welfare. It was called Digital Zonga, Digital Hub, Zonga is the Zonga World Union. South, that body I think established, divided, established, divided, and I think any cars said I think we need to have this body in the department for the procedure of the initiative. So in that body, the all the workers are participating, HSBC, ECB, MNET, so Virgin Force, Rapid Communication Forum, FanCheck, and SASA. Platform, the standard platform, Association of Communities of Cluster is very popular in Cluster. And I'm actually in the question that at the time when the policy went to cabinet, to the community television is not cheap fast. There was a process to enlighten that. And I think it's important that they form part of this process. And Association of Communities of Cluster, community television of Cluster.
Before June, we will be able to
information that in the report. And I think the one critical issue that Canada needs to do is the issue of channel conversation, which Canada already different commanding time, one of the colleges in here, and so on. Now, there's an issue around the satellites issues. And I must say here, the standards for this case is not yet ready. It's not yet ready, it's currently being understood because the technical condition before of the situation. And we have got an undertaking from the FADI that's through my editors of our school teaching recently found out. This is the GVPS 2, the digital video broadcasting satellite standard, second generation. And that's like the GVPG, the first one. This one is not yet finalized. And I think for the future, the technology that we're going to be using in localization of technology in the third component is to prepare us to leapfrog into manufacturing IoT in the future. That standard has to be developed, and I think we're going to be undertaking that the current Chen 3.2 IoT standard will be finalized in November 2015. It's not yet finished. I think the fulfillment of SCB, I think, first of all, this is part of the events, that the process that we've undertaken would be like that. But the most important thing to mention here is that whatever the process is that has to annual, it has to conform to the new policy direction with regard to issues of the control system. Without an example, again, we talk about the distribution, especially what is the distribution. Now, the analog switch of this, we anticipate that we are going to go for a hard switch over. The hard switch over, you compress everything with this switch over, but we don't have time. If we're playing actually because 2008, it was going to be much easier than to still want to do all the other things and still have time. Unfortunately, there's no time, and I think we are looking at a very, very short period of time to be able to do this. And I must say, question that in other parts of the world, it took not less than 7 minutes for them to migrate because they had time. We don't have the time, we don't have time. And I think we're sharing all hands on deck, and I think we should be able to get the process moving quicker and faster. Now, the role of SOEs and again, this is the reputation of what I spoke about earlier on in terms of what needs to be done. And I must check now that we've got the human information board in our table, in the communication table, they perform a very important function. That function of classification of funds. Either in trade unions, or global schemes. So we have asked them also to prepare a response to the TCG. Because there will be licensing more channels, there will be availability of content and so on. So there's also more work for them to be able to classify as content in the field. So they are going to form part of the team. That's why the chairperson and the CEO and the groups in management are here today, so that they can begin to internalize this process so they can begin to plan accordingly and assist us. I think the last slide really talks to the issue of the state of business, and I think the point is that I think in other parts where the people are successful.
That's just
the second,
that's
just
not
distributed. That is just the report for the
question
I want to give
you.
It was not the same. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much, Secretary. It has been a pleasure to make the presentation, and I will end it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You know, I think you're allowed me to speak to that one here. Yeah. I think the point we're trying to make here, of course, is that the role of the public broadcaster in driving this issue, it's so important that we can be able to ensure that the universality of broadcasting services in our streets continues to be desired in contrast. Why so? Because the SFBC is the biggest challenge, also the organizing committee, and so on. So they become a very, very important component for us to deliver on the issue and the partner for that needs to do it. So that our responsibility as governments is that the people are not using fast hands in any way with the government. So the issue here is that these channels that the SABC will put in the past, there's no access, all 5G channels will have a solid footprint with the CCT, 100% available for managers to use the CCT platform, something that they will not have in SABC. And the public for faster, SABC has to play that leading role in assisting the project we want to move quicker and faster. But thank you very much, Jefferson.
Thank you very much on the different pieces of consensus. In section number 10 minutes, because the lead adjunct is trying to register is not just going to follow the number of things. So if you can just have, so that we allow more time for engagement in the discussion. So members, we will have time for questions, comments, and feedback. Naturally, more engagement. And we will be followed by the tracker, I hope you're ready. I thought we'd sign up the chapter so that we don't have too many times. Members, I hope you've noted Ms. Asa's presentation has been amended. This is due to the fact that we asked them to distribute telecommunications that they try prior to distribution of presentations. So they had to adjust their presentation in line with the announcement by the academy. So it is distributed, I hope members have it. Our committee assistants will start making sure that the assistants will have the advice and the interpretation. I thought that we just give them back what we were looking for the presenters. Shall we do the introductions while the presenters? Let me announce this for the team, from center two.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, my name is Hani Makawani, I'm the CEO of Centec. I'm on my colleagues in the bridge, I'm
Good morning,
Honorable
Chair, and Honorable Members. My name is Ruthran Rakatina, I'm the Chief Financial Officer of Centec.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. My name is Honorable Member of Parliament. The industry police and the government of the integrated local operations of the
Centre. Good morning, Honorable Members. Good morning, colleagues. I'm Yako Takalani, Executive for Technology at Centre.
Thank you.
Thank you.
experience of the history, and the history you gain more than the experience of the history. We have 17% interest, and sometimes because of the number of credits, I just need to do something. I think one or two, so we have a complete increase in population credits. The community broadcaster is either the first one, it's a case study, the increase in the public coverage of the Protestant. The Solid TV will increase the percent of the population from 4 million to 12 million. The Christian is 18% increase. And some TV will increase by 97%. And that day will also increase by 22%, and the CPM by 201%. This is the model that we utilize on the site. So for example, the increase in commission for casting tariff is mainly because people who are casting from one side, they move from the house to the studio, to move from the studio to the site. But now we have to move from the content from the studio, bring the center, we take to the air, and then we put casting to the site, and then we go to the if it then goes to the house, so you're going to incur a lot of expenses because of the commission coverage that has been increased. And that's why you need to make coverage. Here we just wanted to highlight the complex issues that are brought by the DTP. You see on the left, the current door person, you have one TV, and you have one remote control. So when the TV is off, you are likely to see the TV in the TV with the cable. So we went to work for one family here, signal inside the house. Under the TV, we're going to have then the top box. We're going to have the TV, and we're going to have two board consoles. So you can imagine the impact. A robot in the middle of the area in Popo, when the TV is off, which one is the challenge. Then we were working with the people for the contact center to be also people who should have the situation and complexity. We have a conversation with the users about the communication and the way how the user will be responsible for the contact center. This is just talking about the funding. We were able to secure funding for joint innovation by telling the next one. We make sure to be able to find some funding to the and we will not check out the next commission. This one has been passed by the department. The approach that we also share with the community, we need to start with the borderline side, but we also need to start with the FK area, because FK is supersede all the other areas, and the FK is the chief of the FK area, and that way we need to then go to the borderline area, and then we can go to the borderline. Our plan is dependent on the consideration of the availability of the support and also the business issues. We're working together with the staff and the staff and the competitors. Depending on the number of people. We have been charged with the fact that we have found the scientists that we have a team of working in 14 years to the the important part is the release of the digital system. We are dealing now with the migration from analog to digital. And after the digital switch on and analog switch off,
we believe in this about 12 to 18 months of a digital migration before we can release the system and then have it. So that's a very, very important question. That the digital is not immediately available after the system. We just then like the power of the system to be in the system.
Thank you, Philo. So we've got two questions.